Hey kids, in today's show we have news about two new stage shows coming to Tokyo Disney Resort. Special lighting is coming to Spaceship Earth for Disney's 100th celebration. We have headline news, trivia, and so much more on this week's Disney Parks Podcast!
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right. Welcome to the show. Believe it or not,
welcome
it is
Monday.
May 1st.
Yes.
Time is flying, literally.
We are officially 5 months into the year.
Yeah. I feel like it was just January yesterday.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. Did you do anything interesting Disney this weekend? I think you did.
I did. I spent the better part of the afternoon / early evening at Epcot for what they would call Dapper Day.
Mm. So and what is Dapper Day, Dan?
There are those, but I'm not one.
What is Dapper Day, James? Tell us all about that.
Dapper Day is a, I guess you would call it privately put on, non-officially sponsored by Disney event that is actually done not just here, but also done in California.
Oh, cool.
Usually the one in California is done first.
Mm-hmm.
And they do one day at each park, and I believe they still do. They do it at Disney Springs or Downtown Disney over there as well.
Okay.
And then over here, they'll do one day at each park. I think also Animal Kingdom, or sometimes they don't. I don't really know. Mm. But they also do an evening here at Disney Springs as well. And the evening was actually Friday.
Okay,
I was out Saturday at Epcot for it. Mm-hmm. And they did it Friday night at Disney Springs, which I would have rather went to. But they do also one in the summertime or springtime like now, and they do the same thing in the fall as well. So there'll be another round if you ever want to go. You do not have to participate in anything, but you could go if you have access to the parks. You can see all sorts of people that partake in what they call Dapper Day. They dress up in primarily, I guess you would, 1950s, 40s, 30s, 40s.
I'd probably say 30s, 20s,
30s. 30s, right?
Yeah.
20s, 30s era style clothing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people get very creative.
Yeah.
They dress and they tailorize their clothes according to resemble characters past, present, new, old.
Yeah.
We ran into a couple. One was dressed as the Dreamfinder and she was dressed as Figment.
Yeah.
And it was really well done. I was not very dressed. I did my fair share. It's usually the hot month right now, so they don't usually go too crazy.
I think some of them do like what they call the Disney bounding, where they make it look like a character. And then there's the steampunk Disney, which I find very interesting, where they have goggles and glasses and gadgets and widgets.
I didn't see too much of that this time. A lot of people were dressed very... Disney bounded, but era 30s, 40s era, correct with the with the shoes and the white tops and all that.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And you
it's
see,
definitely something
some
to witness.
Very creative people out there.
Oh yeah, they spend. Some of them even create. A lot of them create their own. It doesn't have to be created by your own. You can put on almost anything you want. I saw people there with just shirts and a vest and a tie and a hat.
Yeah.
And pants. And they were still wearing sneakers because, let's be honest, it's Disney.
Yeah.
Who's walking in dress shoes all day.
Yeah.
This is not me.
13 miles in dress shoes. Nobody. Ever.
No, I did. 20,000 steps that day. I am not.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else you did?
I made it over to Disney Springs afterwards.
Oh, cool.
Anything and visited. No, it was busy. A little less busier than Epcot was, but it was busy and made it over there for a little evening dinner.
Mm.
at a restaurant I may know.
Right. Did you did you check out the new Corksicle kiosk?
I have not yet. Oh, no, okay. It's out there somewhere. I think it's over towards the other side.
Right.
But I don't think I've been that. I haven't been that far yet to check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You want to get into some news?
Sure.
Let's have it. The news.
News.
And now, Disney Parks Podcast News.
Well, we'll kick it right off. Two new stage shows coming to Tokyo Disney Resort. Tokyo Disney Resort is introducing two new stage shows. The Diamond Variety Muster and the Diamond at the Diamond Horseshoe in Tokyo Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And Duffy and Friends, Wonderful Friendship at Cape Cod Cook-Off in Tokyo Disney Sea. The Diamond Variety Muster is a foot-tapping show with a menu featuring classic American West dishes, while Duffy and Friends' Wonderful Friendship is a heartwarming show about throwing the perfect party and features Duffy-themed food items. Both shows feature beloved Disney characters and are set to debut September 2023 through July 2023, respectively.
Very interesting. Once again, Tokyo has new shows. Disney World, zero. Just saying.
All right. We have 100.
Yeah. One of the best things that came out of the 50th anniversary were the lights on Spaceship Earth. I think everybody agrees that like that was the best thing they did, because it's like such an iconic thing. I don't know why they have not projection mapped on this thing yet. They've done it a few times. They did a Mike Wazowski thing. They did turned it into that Death Star, but it should be a nightly show. I mean, it should go along with the show that's happening in the lagoon, in my opinion. But
I don't know. I kind of like the lights. Maybe we projection map enough everywhere else and we can do something with these lights.
Yeah.
That would be more.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out. Maybe one day.
So their special light is coming. Disney has announced that the unique lighting display is coming to Spaceship Earth in Epcot later this year to celebrate the 100th. They posted a couple pictures of what this is going to look like, and it looks very cool. It's very cool. The show lighting team at Walt Disney Imagineering has been amazed at our guests' reaction to the nightly shows on Spaceship Earth. They've helped celebrate the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, Epcot's 40th, and the park's festival signatures. Now they're excited that Spaceship Earth will take part in the 100th anniversary of the company. So, you know, a lot of people that come in, you know, through International Gateway because they're staying at those five resorts that way, never really sit in the Spaceship Earth Plaza and watch the whole show and the lights and the whole thing. Anyway.
No. So. But they should.
But they should. Yep. What else we got?
We have a new experience coming to Epcot's Japan Pavilion. A new interactive activity will soon be available at the Mitsukoshi's department store at Epcot Japan's Pavilion. In addition to the already existing hands-on Akoya Pearls experience, which, yes, is now actually back and has been back, I think, for, what, a couple months now?
I think
it's not been very long, but it's back. Guests will be able to learn how to make Kabuto, the Japanese samurai helmet, using the art of origami. This activity will be introduced on May 5th to celebrate Children's Day, and it's is a unique way to experience Japanese culture while enjoying your day at the park.
I did origami on a cruise ship, and it was a lot harder than you think. I mean, you were folding very intricate little parts of, you know, animals and stuff. So, what they don't mention is this free? I mean, can I just go there, grab a piece of paper, and somebody starts, you know, origaming something? You know, that would be cool if it was free, but I have a feeling it's a paid activity.
I would assume so.
I would assume so. Yeah, it's Disney. Nothing is for free. Okay, believe it or not, kids, breakfast is being served at Garden Grill at Epcot. So reservations are now open for the character breakfast returning to the Garden Grill at Epcot's Land Pavilion starting June 14th. Breakfast will be served from 8:30 a.m. to 11:25, lunch from 11:30 to 3:40, and then dinner from 3:45 to 8 p.m. Reservations are available where? Your Disney Experience app or website. Yeah. Yep. Chippendales
Harvest. If you want it, book early, as soon as you know.
Way early, yeah.
Don't wait.
Harvest Feast pricing. It's $42 for the kids, for the adults, $27 for the kiddos. And Chippendales Harvest breakfast menu includes cinnamon breakfast loaf, scrambled eggs, smoked bacon, Mickey-shaped waffles with syrup, seasonal fruit, cheesy potato casserole, grilled flank steak with ranchero sauce, non-alcoholic beverages, assorted fountain beverages, freshly brewed Joffrey's coffee, and Twining's hot tea. I'm assuming they're serving all of that family style, right? Because it's a family style restaurant.
I've done the dinner last year, and it was still family style. So I'd assume everything's coming family style.
Back as family style.
Always, every way.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. This is the one of like four restaurants I have not been to on Disney property.
No.
Yeah. One of four.
That's it. One of four.
Yep.
Yeah, it's far less in your list than mine.
All right. I gave this to you, James, because you were telling me about it. I'm like, oh, this is a good story.
Yeah, we're going to go right ahead and cover this once again. Sure. New stores and dining locations coming soon to Flamingo Crossing near Walt Disney World. If all of you don't know where this is, it is right past Coronado. Grand Destino, and yeah, there's Coronado Springs.
Yeah, yeah.
If you take a right at that light and go straight down that road under the bridge, it's right there on your right hand side. Can't miss it.
Yep.
There's a variety of new shows offerings coming soon to Flamingo Crossing. Crossing's Town Center, located near Hart's Western Way, located near the Western Gateway of Walt Disney World Resort, located at 13200 Hartzog Road. The Town Center is a convenient option for any cast member who is driving by on their way to or from work. Flamingo Crossing Town Center has continued to evolve over the past year with several new stores and restaurants welcomed to the community, many of which offer mobile order. Here are a list of stores and restaurants currently open at the Town Center.
Ooh.
Right now, you have Ben and Jerry's, Paris Moon Hollow, which is a brew house, I believe. Maybe some food food menu items. I'm not too sure. Firehouse Subs, UPS Store, Luxor Nails, PDQ, Pieology Pizzeria, Starbucks, Target, Five Below, Five Guys, Walgreens, Domino's, Wendy's, Gayu Kaku, Japanese Barbecue Dining, which I actually have been to. It is really good.
Oh, cool.
Come hungry. If you come with enough people, you can order enough to satisfy.
Wow.
Duncan, that's as far as we're going with that now. We've changed the name. Yep. Advent Health Primary Care Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And some locations even offer cast member discounts. Make sure you check with each location to verify. However, the growth does not stop. Here are some more locations opening in the future. Right now, we have the list as follows. PETA Mediterranean Street Food, Ellie Lou's Brews and Barbecue, Hash House Ogogo, which is not in the plaza. It is behind it. It has its own standalone building.
Hmm.
It's rather large. Advent Health ER, Simply Capri, Fresh Lime, or Lime Fresh Mexican Grill, Skyline Chili, 7-Eleven, AT&T, White Rabbit Dessert Experience, Sonic, Ovation Bistro and Bar, Flatlands Bar and Grill, I Heart Mac and Cheese, and a Fit to Run.
Yeah, so if you're staying at like Coronado, Grandestino, what is that over there? Pop, right?
All-Star Sports.
Yeah.
Sports, right?
Yeah. Any of those places. You'll want to go there, go to this plaza and
5 minutes
dinner. Yeah, it's 5 minutes away, and it's not Disney priced. I mean, it's on Disney property, but, you know, it's...
And it gets you away from a little bit of the craziness, but still gets you out to eat some decent food.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I know it's tough because a lot of you take your plane and then get on a bus. You might be able to Uber to this fairly cheap, or even Uber Eats or DoorDash from some of these places, and that might even be cheaper than dining at Disney. All right, last week we had a trivia question. It was, what is the headquarters of the Galactic Alliance in Toy Story? And the correct answer was Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Come in, Star Command. The winner was Sam. And as we like to say, Sam, it's in the mail. This week's question, James, is this. Name the toy Sid takes from Hannah. Name the toy that Sid takes from Hannah. If you think you know the correct answer, send that to DisneyParksPodcast@gmail.com. All right. Very sad news for me.
This hits home to you, I think.
Yes. Very, very sad news.
Way home.
Yeah. Very sad news for me. I like the cabanas at Castaway. We found a new one that I think became my favorite, number 17 on the family beach. I probably shouldn't be saying that on a podcast, but that is my new favorite. But Disney, in their infinite wisdom, probably because Lighthouse is coming around soon, they've decided to raise the price of a cabana. So, on the family beach, cabanas will now cost you $797.50. I'm not really sure what the 50 cents is for, but they threw that in there.
That's what it costs to fill the fridge.
Maybe.
With cold towels.
Exactly, or the two towels. and that's for up to six guests. Now, the cabanas can accommodate 10 guests, and it would be an additional $50 for persons 7 through 10. Per person, an additional $50 per person for guests 7 through 10. Ouch! That stings. So
if it holds 10, we're gonna leave that one alone. Yeah. Next.
My suggestion would be get three couples divided by the three and just do that. Now, that's the family beach. Then you have the Grand Cabana. This is all the way at the end of the family beach, and it's a larger. It's like two cabanas put together. Let's call it that.
They're really nice. I have been in one.
Yep. They have a daily rate of $1,127.50, but that is for 10 people. But it can hold 16 people. So for this one, it'll be an additional $50 per person for guests number 11 through 16. So that's like 16 people. That's like what, a $3,000 cabana?
Where am I buying alone? That's like buying two cruises for one. So it's a 14-day cruise. All of a sudden, I'm confused.
Yeah, you could just stay in the
cabana. I might just stay on the ship.
I would just stay in the cabana for the week and go, I paid for it.
Fly me right there. Call it a day.
All right, then you have Serenity Bay. Serenity Bay is the adult side of their island. And Serenity Bay cabanas will now be $493.90. That's 40 cents more than the other two. And that was only up to four guests. So guest number 5 through 10, guess what? An additional $50.
So what you do is you get the Serenity Bay cabana, you buy the extra people, and then you only pay what you would pay regularly for the family beach. Exactly. Got it. Exactly. Got it. Okay. Now we're cooking.
Now here's the little crazy bugaboo. They used to advertise this as it holds 6 people and you could bring 6 people or 10 people, whatever. Now they've cut the people part in half and are starting to charge for the extra people. Come on, Disney. That's bad form. That's bad form.
Bad call.
Yeah.
Bad call.
Come on. All right. Anyway, talk about the next one, James, also in the cruising department.
Cruising right along. Lighthouse Point construction update for April 2023. Mm. Disney Cruise Line provided an update on the progress of their private port development at Lighthouse Point during the 2023 Eleuthera Business Outlook.
Yeah, I never know what that
the contract. Yeah, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
The contractors have completed 50% of the trestle pier and the self-sustainable utility grid and various buildings are on track to finish as scheduled.
Ooh.
The development includes a tree nursery to relocate and replant indigenous trees to preserve the environment. The workforce has tripled, and Disney is maintaining an 80-20 Bahamian to foreign workforce in accordance with the heads of agreement. In addition, Disney helped bring a Bahamas Technical and Vocational Institute campus to Eleuthera to teach necessary skills and employ locals. Lighthouse Point is set to open in June of 2024.
So that's interesting. So there's probably a labor force that's not really skilled at, you know, construction. And Disney, in their niceness, I guess, or part of their contract agreement.
We're going to train them and also give them a job.
Yeah. Going to train them and give them a job so that they can put those skills to work. It's pretty cool. Hey, there are two new menu items that were announced at Homecoming at Disney Springs. There's a lot of different
restaurants. So I've heard.
Yeah. Eat at Disney Springs. But there are two items. One is the Ultimate Breakfast Sandwich, which is a maple pork sausage patty, crispy bacon, country ham, melted pimento cheese, bacon jam, and a fried egg between two slices of toasted sourdough.
I might need a wheelchair to get out of that building.
And then
after that,
the Southern Poutine is made with crispy tater tots smothered in pulled pork, sawmill gravy, yep, and topped with a fried egg, oh boy, and bacon crumble.
Do you have the calorie count on either of these?
No, you don't want to know that.
I'm pretty sure there's just question marks on that paper.
And there are no calories at Disney anyway.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. It's a guiltless parks.
That's right. You can get weekend brunch from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And as of right now, that is the only time that you can grab those two items. And there are some items on the lunch dinner menu as well. My girlfriend and mother were just there 2 weeks ago, and they mentioned that there's a couple new items there. So... for the lunch and dinner. So that's pretty cool. I've not eaten the brunch there. Have you?
I have.
Oh, is it good?
Come hungry. Don't order appetizers.
Should I eat brunch there or Boathouse?
Debatable. Debatable. Oh. Very debatable.
Wow.
It depends on what you're in the mood for. How's that?
Okay. Okay.
If you want a good Southern cooked meal,
yeah,
I would definitely go to Homecoming.
All right.
Yeah. I'd say they're both top on my list.
Okay. That's good to know. Now I just got to get up that early. I'm not a breakfast person. I'm really not. And I'm going to say something that's very unfavorable. I'm not a fan of the egg.
It's okay.
At least not for breakfast.
I know somebody else that's not.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, kids, how about a little headline news?
And now, the headline news.
Okay. The Little Mermaid, the live action film, is coming very soon. I have tickets for that. I think that's May 27th. But the new mermaid, and I believe also Eric will be in tow, they are going to the studios for meet and greet. So you will be able to meet that version of the Little Mermaid and that version of Prince Eric in the studios. Coming soon. They didn't give a specific date. Then beginning May 14th, the Edna Mode Experience will return to Disney's Hollywood Studios as part of a reimagined Pixar plays where you'll be able to encounter Mr. and Mrs. Incredible, Frozone, Sully, Wolf of Monsters. Where am I super suit? So where you get your num num cookies, if you just keep going straight, that's Pixar Place. And there was a meeting. Edna used to be inside. I think the Incredibles were at the end of the street, and Sully will probably be off to the side in the shade, or they may reverse that all up. But that's the area that they're talking about.
Oh, boy.
If you are a Disney Visa card member, you can now save 30% on select Star Wars Galactic Star Cruisers voyages.
And your credit card limit will still not reach the cost of the voyage.
Exactly. Exactly. If you want to do one of these trips, I highly advise that you call a travel agent to do so. You can go to DisneyParksPodcast.com/D, the letter D, the number 2, and the word travel. D2 travel. And they will help you book this trip because it is a little complicated. You need, I think, 3 dates. You know, your first choice, your second choice, your third choice. It's a whole list of things that they have to ask you. So do yourself a favor and get a travel agent for it. Disneyland dedicated not one, not two, but three windows on Main Street for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So the 3 windows now dedicated on Main Street to Make-A-Wish. Very interesting. If you were not paying attention to any Disney news last week, the Maleficent Dragon
opened a new buffet restaurant. It's barbecue.
Yeah. Caught on fire. I mean, literally melted practically to the ground. And now Fantasmic in both parks are on hold until they can do a safety check on their pyros. All pyro have been turned off.
Yes.
And that includes the dragon in the Festival of Fantasy Parade. So anything with fire is off.
Luckily for us, ours in Fantasmic doesn't spit fire.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But they shut down the show for a couple of days till they can do their safety inspection. I don't know on what, but they're going to. Hey, Corksicle is open at Disney Springs. So if you have to have a Corksicle, you can now get them at Disney Springs. You don't have to pay for the shipping, obviously. There's a new Pumbaa popcorn bucket that came to the Animal Kingdom. Very interesting.
As a part of their 25th anniversary.
Yep.
And they were leaving the parks that day 25 at a time.
I'm sure they were.
I was there. Yep. There was not one Pumbaa and not one, but everybody's aunt. But mine. I pass.
I thought they had a limit of 2 or 3 per person.
Oh, yeah. You know.
Oh, but the same person can go back 10 times and get 3. So they can walk out with 30.
12 people in your family, and everybody's got their own money.
Look, They're all my family. Hey, kids can ride for free this summer on the Sunshine Flyer transportation to Disney World. And they didn't say what this age is. You know, is it 10 and under, 12 and under, whatever. But go to Sunshine Flyer Transportation website, and I'm sure you can see the information there. So if you are coming down for the summer, these guys are good, and they're cheaper than Mears. So go check them out. And all their buses look like trains, and the bus drivers dress like conductors. It's very cool. Hey, the Cinderella Castle turret banners are back to their pre-50th anniversary design. So all the 50th anniversary things are off the castle, and it is back to the way it looked, except for the color, which they might or might not paint again. We'll have to see. Who's heard the word pickleball?
I have.
Okay.
And I hear it's extremely popular nowadays.
Extremely popular, especially where I live.
Yes.
But Disney has now taken some of the tennis courts and painted a green line, which is the pickleball standard court. So white lines are tennis, green lines are pickleball. So now you can play pickleball at Disney World if you have to or want to or need to, whatever that is. And last but not least, the Boneyard over at Disney's Animal Kingdom is going to be closed for refurbishment. Now, I have to ask, why are you refurbishing it? Why don't you just take it out and put something useful there? Put a restaurant. Anything. Something. Fix up Dino Land. Nobody goes there no
is
more.
Is there a fixing? I thought it was a barren wasteland minus dinosaur.
That's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know. All right. Do you have anything else, James? Anything interesting?
I do. I want to add back to your Sunshine Flyer here. Kids do travel free with an adult ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It will run through 6/1/2023. Through 8/31/2023,
oh.
You do have to use a promotion code, I believe.
Oh, cool.
I don't see. Oh, promotion code is kids free.
So that makes sense.
There you go.
And what's just the age of the said child?
It says 2 and under automatically. Oh. I think are free, but I think it's. I didn't see the actual age, but I'm assuming when you punch it all in and put the promo code, they will figure it out or yell at you for trying to bring your 15-year-old on for free. I don't know.
Well, 17 is still not an adult either.
This is true. This is very true.
So could be. All right. All right, kids. Hey, we want to thank you for listening. We hope you enjoy this. If you would like 2 extra shows per week, you can go see those over at, not see those, hear those over at Patreon. Go to patreon.com /.
See those, let us know how that happens.
Yeah.
We want to know.
Yeah. patreon.com/ Disney Parks Podcast. Or go to DisneyParksPodcast.com. And there's a link right there on the homepage. So that's it, kids. We have nothing else but crickets. All right. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the parks.
In the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc., are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a pool out of the blue, eight steps in and sees you through.